welcoming you and our wonderful Mufti A.K. Hussein Fresher from the Fajr Azan with a hearty Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Mufti Sahaba, tell us how you're doing this fine, beautiful morning.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. And jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Zakaria. And thank you very much to our brother Bonface. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah An-Nur, chapter 24 and verse number 55. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala promises us, but we also need to fulfill our side of the bargain. Hence chapter 24 verse 55, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has already promised those people who have true iman. True iman means faith, conviction. There must be absolutely no doubt in the articles of faith, in the direct speech of the Prophet, in the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the noble, glorious Quran, in the authentic ahadith and sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the need, that is what we all need to bring about and inculcate within ourselves. Minkum, from you, wa amilu salihat, and continue with the righteous deeds and actions. When we fulfill our side of the bargain, Almighty Allah states that in the future tense as well, present and future, la yastakhlifannahum fil ard, then surely Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make you the rulers on this earth. Today we look at the Arab countries, we look at the Muslim countries, completely fragmented in disarray and discord and disunited, and that's what the enemies want. But we, if we have true iman and true faith and conviction and continue with the righteous deeds, Almighty Allah will change things in our favor. How the Taliban, they whipped and they trashed 48 countries, the coalition, America leading the pack. Each one of them had to put their tail between their legs and run, and they showed that against America and the coalition, against Russia and Soviet Union, against the British Empire. So when we are devoted, dedicated, Allah will make us the rulers. كَمَسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, as Almighty Allah made them the rulers before. We see Egypt, we see the Arab Peninsula, we see the Muslim countries, you see India, 700 years rule, you see Palestine, today occupied Palestine, 800 years, so many hundreds of years rule, Spain, 800 years rule approximately. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will surely establish for them دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, the religion which He Almighty Allah selected for them. So when we have a rule, it's not that we go and fill our pockets like today's governments. 90% of the governments today are just filling their pockets, and therefore you find so many people dying and so many protests and what have you. And then if you're living in fear, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ, and definitely, surely, surely Allah will change the status quo. Min ba'di khawfihim amna. After fear, there will be peace, tranquility, harmony, and serenity. All this which each one of us we relish and we cherish. But the conditions are, ya'budunani, you must worship me alone. La yushrikuna bi shay'a, do not ascribe, associate anybody, anything with me. No bootlicking of America, no bootlicking of Russia, no bootlicking of anybody, Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ And whosoever becomes a non-Muslim after that, remember, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ Those are the transgressors. So see, Allah promising us so much and much more out of His fadl, His grace and His rahmah and His mercy. But are we prepared to fulfill our side of the bargain? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, in tansurullah yansurkum, that if you fulfill your side of the bargain, you help this deen and religion of Allah. Allah does not need our help. So in tansurullah, in tansuru deen Allah, if you help Islam sincerely, lovingly, willingly, then what will happen? Yansurkum, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will assist you and help you. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقَدَامَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will keep your feet firm. Chapter 47 and verse 7. So the struggle and the sacrifice must continue for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and for the love and pleasure of Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the pleasure of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us take you around the world and show you what's happening nationally, locally, and internationally. I'll just give you numbers and so you know how many stories we're carrying. Number one, the largest satanic gathering will take place in the United States of America near Bolton. Now, can you imagine this? That the Satanic Church is recognized as a church day in America. So who needs enemies when you have all the Satans, all the Shaitan, all Lucifer's children coming together? So that is what you see. That is America, the Satanic state. Russia, Putin, you put them in their place, you're a big harami, but we still support you. So you must remember Russia and Belarus have joint ties, and they say, we will work together. So what does that mean? That means that Russia will come into Belarus, and from there they will launch attacks against Ukraine, and then they will finish up Ukraine, because it makes it easier for them. So wonderful move there by Belarus, they know it will be a win-win situation for them. China, another harami also in the playing field. So China is further de-dollarizing. What it means, de-dollarizing? They're no more using the dollar so much as they used to use it before, and that is what every country must do. Move away from the dollar and de-dollarize, and then you will see how things will change for the better. You see, in South Africa, you have blackouts, you have load shedding, you have all the problems with Eskom, and you see the Rater, he resigned. But he'll be around still for 1-2 months as well. So he said that, you know, they laced his coffee. How they laced his coffee with cyanide and so forth. But Allah Ta'ala saved him. So remember, there's so much sabotage, there's so many problems going on in Eskom. When you have triple C, you have corruption, you have criminals running the place, and you have cadre deployment, then remember, no good will come. Danel, SAA, Prasa, all, everyone collapsing, remember that. So yeah, also, otherwise Eskom was one of the greatest accomplishments of South Africa. Mr. Pope, Pope Francis is going to Kinshasa. Pope, what you going to go tell them, Pope? that how many pedophilia your priests have committed. What are you going to tell them? How the monks are busy with the nuns and doing monkey business. Oh, Pope, what are you going to tell them? That if they want to become a priest like you, they must practice on celibacy, something that's unnatural. Then you get a hold of all the youngsters and so forth. You know what is happening in the seminaries and so forth. So remember that, people, and you know in Africa how things work. Anybody comes and gives out free money, free food, the people will flock there. They don't have allegiance to a religion. Remember, majority of them is just a big jaw and a big party going on for them. Remember that. China, this is what the Western media is saying, number 6, that COVID has hit there, 88, 89, 90 million people almost are impacted and affected with COVID, that is in China alone. Can you believe that? Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah ta'ala stick hits in such a way. No America, no one can help themselves. In California, in St. Barbara, and all these areas, 10,000 people are told, leave your homes. You must evacuate. Allah is lashing them. Allah is punishing them. The rain, the storm, everything is hitting California. For days now, 12 dead already. 10,000 have to evacuate. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Very good, it's happening, because these are the biggest, remember, terrorists. What they did in Iraq, what they did in Afghanistan, what they're doing there in Syria, Libya, and other Muslim countries. So they must be, they can't get away with impunity. They must be divine punishment for them. And that is what they're getting. Look at the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel in the past 48 hours, what they did. So Ben-Gvir, the biggest terrorist, the minister of security and police, he says that they cannot fly the Palestinian flag. So what happened to democracy? What happened to human rights, you haramis, you terrorists? And remember, the biggest terrorist. Yesterday, our brothers there in Gaza, from 2007 till now, it's an open prison. So they're not allowing x-ray machines to come through. So they took all the ambulances and in a convoy they went to draw the attention of the world. You're quick to condemn Iran. Iran, you're doing this, you're doing that. Why are you, the Western world and United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, you don't condemn these haramis and this illegal occupation and these people who are murdering and killing our people, our children? No one in his right mind can dispute this fact that Israel, the Jutlas, the Zionists, are occupying Palestinian land, and there's a land grab. They want to steal more. So occupation is terrorism, and therefore they're haramis of the first order. And if you don't know what haramis means, it means they're the big B. So that is why always you will find in the white hegemony, in the white politics and Western politics, there's always double standards. Pakistan, their Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif is in Geneva, Switzerland. He's begging again with a bowl, begging bowl, that you know what? That we need billions and billions. 2 million people had to leave their homes and lost their homes. We only got $6 billion left, and that will get finished in the next 1-2 months, and then we bankrupt again. So that is the sad state of Pakistan and of the African countries, 90% of them, that they only know how to do begging and go with the begging bowl, and therefore the world looks at them with the contempt. Till you don't stop the corruption, till you don't have true honest leaders, then remember, you will always be treated like that. Indonesia, they are expecting big cyclones. Allah Jalla Wala protect them. Nigeria, kidnappings taking place. Some people have been found and released and so forth. France, big trouble in France. The Danone, you know Danone, the people with the yogurt and so forth. So the French authorities are saying, and the people are saying, the plastic they use is not the correct type and so forth. So wait for that one. Seems to to be a big court case coming up there. And you must remember now, this guy, BB Netanyahu, wants to play his old card. He sees Iran always in his dream. He says, no, we're going to convince America. So there must be a coalition that is Israel and the US, and we have to fight Iran. So if Iran wants nuclear, what harm is that? You got 200-300 or more nuclear. So if you can have it, why Iran can't have it? Give me one cogent, one reason why you can't. So all double standards, remember this. The only way you will settle this problem is, remember that you will have one settler, one bullet. Look at Ben Gvir, what he's doing now. The Harami, the Jutlas, the Orthodox Jews are protesting, and they're protesting against Israeli government. Some of them are supporting the Palestinians. The way they're assaulting them and hitting them, and he said, you must arrest them. Very good, you Jutlas, Haramis, keep on fighting among yourself. You're not a chosen nation, you are a cursed nation. Quran has said that in various places, chapter 59. Chapter 59, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think and you consider them to be united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. Their hearts are all fragmented, disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people and a nation who got no brains, no intelligence. Chapter 59, verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 167. Allah will continue punishing them till the day of justice, and after that everlasting punishment straight to the hellfire. So if you want, contact Ariel Sharon and ask him what's happening with him. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْأَذَابِ. The Saudi crown prince, and he's meeting the Pakistani chief of the army. So they have all the wealth, but they can't fight, you know, Saudis. They want everything comfort zone. So they use the Pakistani army. And without the Pakistani army, they know there will be big, big problems. So now they're cutting deals again. And then big, big protest there in Sao Paulo. And that is the largest city there in the Latin America. We've been there several times. So pro-democracy, pro-Lula. And they told the old people of the old government, you get out. We want Lula. We want democracy. Lula is very good for the Palestinians. The Chile president, prime minister, whatever he is, very good for the Palestinians. Peru, big problems there. And there the government and the opposition fighting, another 12 dead. Each one of you South Africans, I want you to wake up. You know that tomorrow, Wednesday, all the inland, so here Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, all this Northern Cape, so you must remember the schools are opening. And then there by the coastal areas, your Natal and Eastern Cape, Western Cape will be next week, the 18th and so forth, right? So that much you know. But something coming through the wires, very disturbing, remember, in the Western Cape, that if you look at their proposed syllabi and curriculum, they want to get rid of the gender, and that you mustn't have male and female. They want, remember, to destroy the religious values and so forth. There's a person by the name, if I correctly remember, Errol Naidu. So just write there on Google, Errol, E-R-R-O-L, and Naidu, I think his surname. And I read it last night, late at night, 11, quarter past 11. It came through the wires, as we say. N-A-I-D-O-O. And speaking about the education in the Western Cape and what is proposed and so forth. Read it. It's an eye-opener for every South African and for every Muslim. Where are you sending your children to? They will end up in a brothel eventually if all these things just go through. Remember the true system of a school where they're supposed to teach real values. Now the satanic Dajjal system has come in. Take all that is orthodox out of fashion. So now you must promote the LGBT. You must promote every vice and so forth. So read it. It's a big, big eye-opener, and inshallah, you will realize that your only option is homeschooling. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Okay, there's a slight change in our timetable and in our schedule for 2023. By public demand, our brother Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, mashallah, his program on Thursday is very good. So now we're giving it to you twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So today, Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah, will interview our brother Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, Tuesdays and Thursdays, inshallah. And then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir and the commentary of the Noble Quran. Gee, brother Shafat, you can start firing up, inshallah.
MashaAllah, lovely questions coming through here. This one says, is it true, Mufti Saab, that Benjamin Netanyahu is an agent of Dajjal? Some scholars are convinced, Mufti Saab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every Jewish leader, Israeli leader, from the time of David Ben-Gurion till now Bibi, is a war criminal. Every one of them is agent of Dajjal. What does Dajjal mean? Dajjal means the biggest deceiver. So anybody who deceives the world and deceives people and so forth, we will call him a minor and a small Dajjal. So there's absolutely no doubt in that. And it's not only confined to him. If you take our countries in Africa, you take the Arab countries, Muslim countries, how many of them are Dajjals? They all are pushing the satanic agenda. So remember, America says something, Europe says something, what they say, sami'na wa ata'na, we heard and we shall obey. So all that are agents of Dajjal. All may Allah protect us. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these crooked leaders.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. I'm sure you are aware of lots of Muslims turning murtad now. The reason that they give is Allah is most merciful. Then why is he letting small children, pets and crippled people and let people starve in Syria, Palestine and Ukraine, etc.? Mufti Saab, they say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, what type of mercy is this? Please, Mufti Saab, realistically, we are losing so many. This is from Luqman Saabji, Mufti.
Definitely it's true that many people who were Muslims by name, not true Muslims, just by the tip of the tongue, so they leave Islam and then they choose something else wherever the money is. Some will become Christian, some will become Shia, some will become atheist. Wherever the money is, they will go that side there. So remember this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's two ahadith, both are authentic. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَادَ الْفَقْرُ أَن يَكُونَ كُفْرًا, that poverty will be one of the causes that will lead people to blasphemy and they will leave Islam. So Almighty Allah is giving enough, but people to the world, their greed knows no bounds. Remember that. You see capitalism, that what is the result of capitalism? The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. Therefore Islam said that interest in all its shapes and forms and types, all of it is haram and not permissible. And Islam said, when you're born a Muslim or you embrace Islam, and then if you denounce Islam and became an apostate, we will give you 3 days chance to make up your mind. But if you persist and you still continue with that system of yours of irtidad, murtad, to become an apostate, hadith authentic in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu, whosoever changes their religion, then you must remember, then there will be the death penalty, and that is for male and female, and that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and that qawl is rajih, and that is the preferred verdict. Remember, female murtadda will also be killed, and the hadith in Dara Qutni of Marwan, and Imam Abu Hanifa, and them say, when a person becomes murtad male, male than the death penalty, capital punishment, female incarceration, imprisonment, hatta tatub aw tamut, till she passes away and dies, or remember she repents. So that is where we are in the academic discussion. So to be honest, that such people were not Muslim in the first place. From the start, they were opportunists. When things were going well, then they say we Muslim. And when things go against them, then they say, no, we're leaving Islam. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke of all this in the Quran Sharif. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ and of people, humanity. مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ, that they worship Almighty Allah on the precipice, on the edge they are. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ, when the conditions are good, then they're very happy. Their health is good, their business is flourishing, their children are excelling, and so forth. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُهُ فِتْنَةٌ, when a calamity, disaster befalls them, فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ, then they turn on their faces, they leave Islam, they choose something else. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, they are the losers in this world and in the year after. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ, those are the biggest losers, that's the greatest disaster. Chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, and verse 11. Every person on this earth is here for a test and trial. I can say, Ya Allah, that why I don't have children, so I'm a Muslim, and my wife is a Muslimah, Alhamdulillah. But it's a test and a trial. Another person can say, why do I have a challenged child, and their child is not really normal, and so forth. Another person can say, Ya Allah, that why am I so poor, and so forth. So every person will have his test and trial, because the dunya is Darul Imtihan. This is the examination room where we have to pass our examination. If Allah made this according to our whims and fancies and desires, then there should be no need for Jannah and Paradise, and everybody should become a Muslim. So remember this, Allah left us with the free will, and Almighty Allah made the Taqseem, the distribution himself. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that we have divided, distributed the livelihood of humanity and creation here on this earth, and we alone will continue doing that. But you know that you will have the powerful players, they want to keep their cartels, the oligarchy must continue. Chapter 43 and verse number 32. Chapter 43 and verse number 32. So there you find your answer. Yes, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You alone, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. I ask you a question, all of you who got this doubt in your head. You got 3-4 children. Allah forbid, the one son, one daughter, they have to go for an operation. Sometime they have to amputate the limb. So what will you do as a father, mother? Will you allow it or you won't allow it? Otherwise the whole body will get rotten and decay. So as a loving father, loving mother, you go and you pay the hospital and the surgeon, and you tell them, yes, I give consent, and this is bring all the forms. So what will you call that father, mother? Will you call them zalim? Will you call them oppressors and transgressors and so forth? Nobody will do that. You will say they acted in the betterment of their children. So why not the same analogy will apply? Bighayri tashbih. Allah Jalla Wala does not resemble the creation in any shape, form, or any way. Laysa kamithli shay. Nothing of the creation resembles Almighty Allah. This example is for our puny little brains. So there you will say is a merciful father, merciful mother, and a great doctor. So Almighty Allah gives us these halat and conditions. So why do you object on that? So these are the people, they were not even Muslims from the start. They just paid lip service to Islam, but the heart did not really embrace it and accept it.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahab. This question says, we have so many Muslim nation states, Mufti Sahab, each loyal to the flag and national anthem. Surely, Mufti Sahab, this is not Islamic. Mufti?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 49 verse 13 states, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, Inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa, we created you from one male and one female, Adam and Eve. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, waja'alnakum shu'uba, we made you into different nations, wa qabail, and different tribes, lita'arafu, so that, remember, you recognize one another. So to have different countries, all that is not a problem. That is fine, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. The problem comes about, as you rightly mentioned, that their allegiance is to their flag, their allegiance is to their president, prime minister, or kings and rulers and amirs. And even when they trample the Sharia and the divine code directly against the teachings of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that becomes problematic. That is what is called asabiyya in our Islamic terminology. This answer will explain everything to you. A person from Palestine, the word Palestine is mentioned, go open Mishkat Sharif, in the chapter of asabiyya, partisanship. So they asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uhibbu qawmi, is this min al-asabiyya, that I love Indians because I'm an Indian, I love South Africans because I'm a South African, I love Mehmans because my vernacular, my mother tongue is Mehman. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. That is natural. So, mal asabiyyatu ya Rasulallah, then what is partisanship? Antu innahum ala zulmin. You know they're doing wrong, and yet you remember, you assist them, you defend them, you promote them. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith, a whole chapter on this. It's called asabiyya in Arabic, in English, partisanship. It's your party, so it's your people, so you justify their vices and wrong. Like the politicians we see today, that you saw now what happened in parliament, that you must vote with the party. You're not allowed to vote with your conscience. And if you vote with your conscience, then you will be kicked out from your portfolio. There will be there consequences. So that is where the problem comes about. Remember this, and remember, when we are supporting the wrong and justifying it, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, do not even bend and incline yourself toward the tinpot dictators and zalims, because then you land up in Jahannam, the Quran says. And you know there's a hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, and what does the hadith say? The amount of asabiyya, partisanship a person has. The Gujarati will say that the Gujaratis are right because they speak Surti Gujarati. Remember, the Mehman will say the Mehmans are right because they speak that, although they're wrong, but you say, no, he's right. Then that amount of iman is already expunged and removed from their hearts. Go open, remember, the hadith in Imam Abu Dawood's Marasil. So that is where we are, and we should understand that Islam stands for justice at all times and not for partisanship. Not that we must support people in their wrong. So that is where the Muslims are going wrong today. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala guide us to the truth and justice.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I'm texting from Kenya. I'm Abu Bashir. If by mistake we eat haram meat, what must we do?
Remember, my brother, there are 2-3 different scenarios. Go open Mishkat Sharif. You will find the hadith there, and I'll mention it to you. Man sharib al-khamra, when a person dida danista, amdan qasdan, intentionally, deliberately. So I gave it to you in various languages, Brother Abu Bashir, there in Kenya, Nairobi, Mombasa. So what does it say? When a person imbibes and takes that alcohol, deliberately, intentionally, لَمْ يَقْبَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ صَلَاةً أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. For 40 days, remember, his salat will not be accepted. Meaning that he must read more salat, not he must less read less salat or not read salat. And he must cry and beg Almighty Allah. So the salat not being accepted for 40 days means he will not receive the optimum, maximum reward. He will receive reward for his prayers and so forth, but the minimum amount, not the optimum. So in Islam, when a person does that, eating and, you know, consuming that what is haram intentionally, whether it is solids or liquids, we eat or we drink something, it must have ramifications. 1. 2, Quran Sharif teaches us, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. Consume that which is pure and wholesome, and remember, then you will be motivated towards the righteous deeds and actions. So when we eat and consume haram, then people will then be incited towards vices and sin. And you can see it, how apparent and manifest it is today. This all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded the prophets and the messengers. Chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 51. So if a person had that, whatever you ate or drank, brother Abu Bashir, and it was a mistake, you didn't know, or you thought it's halal, but then when you investigated, then it's haram, then read abundantly, profusely. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, I read for you. Rabbana, it means Ya Rabbana, O our beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider. La tu'akhidna, do not take us to task and punish us. In nasina, if we did something forgetfully, Ya Allah. أو أخطأنا, or we did something inadvertently, unintentionally. So Almighty Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, of forgiving, very merciful. He'll forgive us. But what is the sign that we don't do this again? That the sign we must make sincere tawbah. Tawbah that is accepted by Allah, we don't return to those vices. When we go back, it means it was tawbah ekazibah. It was a tawbah which was not sincere. That repentance was not sincere. And the previous question I told you, that do not go towards the zalims and the wrongdoers and tinpot dictators. Remember, the consequences are very severe. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse 113. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, do not even incline, do not even bend, إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, to those people who are the tinpot dictators, the zalims. And what's happening in today's world? If you take 200 countries plus minus, 170 countries are guilty of this. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, then the fire will touch you and you'll be punished there. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ, then there's no one besides Allah to help you, protect her. Thereafter, you will not be assisted and given any help and assistance. Chapter 11, verse number 113. So Islam does not allow people to follow asabiyya, that we help and assist people in their wrong because we belong to their language group, or we belong to that nation, or we belong to that tribe and what have you. All that absolutely haram, unlawful in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, here in the UK, we're feeling anti-Muslim attitude heightening. People get away with a lot of wrong now. Will it be a sin, Mufti Sahab, to act like we are non-Muslim in public and to avoid attacks? But in our homes, we are Muslims. Anonymous from Birmingham, Mufti.
Remember that your politics will always change. I told you, you must remember what's happening in the UK. You got a leader, Sunak, and it's not something hidden. He's 100% supporter of, remember, the butcher of Gujarat, Modi. And you know, the Quran has taught us that surah number 5 and verse number 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jutlas and the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Mushrikeen, the Hindus. We don't say every Hindu. We don't say you must remember every Jew, but definitely we will say majority of the Hindus, and we will say majority of the Jutlas and Jews. You just have to look at India and Israel, both of them apartheid regimes, and it's so manifest and clear. Chapter 5, verse number 82, you don't understand that. In the ending of the six Jews, the six Supara, you will find it there. Now what must you do? You can't do that what you're suggesting. That is 100% nifaq and hypocrisy. And you do that, Quran Sharif teaches us that when people have a double agenda, then they land up in Jahannam and the hellfire. Inna al-munafiqeena fi dharkil asfali minan nar. So somebody will ask you, you Muslim, outwardly in the bus, in the underground and so forth, in the train, you'll say, no, I'm not Muslim. So you say, no, I just said that with my tongue, but in my heart I'm a Muslim. You go straight to Jahannam, chapter 4, verse 145, the lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. So imagine, say, you said non-Muslim and you died after that. So it means you died a non-Muslim. So that is can never be acceptable in Islam. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the time will come, and that's the time we are living in. Sabiru ala dinihi qalqabithi ala al-jamra. That you have to remain steadfast on your deen. And how you must remain? Even though, as though as you are holding ember in your hand, the red hot coal. And that is the test of our times. I travel much more countries than you, my brother. I'm sure about that, inshallah. So wherever I went, we never compromised, and we were always dressed with our beard. We had our beards. We never shortened it or shaved it, Allah forbid. We never remove our topi, our hat. We never remove our kurta or something. So we as Muslims, the problem with us is alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We must impact on the lives of others. But today we want to get influenced by others. Big difference between the two. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Brother Shafaat is up early. Boniface is here 3:30. Tomorrow, Junaid Mota will be here 2 o'clock. So remember our brothers, they come early. Everybody making sacrifice. Allah reward them, reward their families. You see how many non-Muslims are listening? So we must be the one active to present the true Islam, not feed into the media and so forth. So the problem with you there in UK and America and the West, you are too concerned about what they will say, what the politician will say. When that queen died, your Birmingham guy, if I'm right, he even made sizda to the queen after her coffin was lying there. You don't need people like that. These are murtads out of the fold of Islam. So remember this, our allegiance is not to people. Our allegiance is first to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, then to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then third, you must remember, it will be our allegiance to who? There to Islam in its totality. I myself, not once, 100 times I said this, and how much criticism I got. But today, 99% are agreeing with me. I said from 94, I never ever voted ANC, and I will never vote ANC. So you must remember this. So you must speak the truth, and you must have good reasons. Today you see how the people are fed up, Muslim and non-Muslim. So you must remember that. You must tell them, you must speak last. Your Tony Blair is a war criminal, that he and Bush must be hanged in public for murdering 1 million people plus there in Iraq, and over 500,000 children. Your Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Jewess, she said yes, it's worth it. It's all recorded. So you want to come and tell me that we must go and follow these war criminals? Nay, we must follow the Sunak, who can't even say that Israel is an apartheid regime. He's on record, he says says there's no apartheid. Look at the revolving door of your prime ministers. Britain has become a joke, man. So you must remember, brother, the problem with you Muslims there in Britain, you're too engrossed with your people's soccer, Manchester and Arsenal and all this nonsense and all that. All that time, I don't say all, but I'll say majority, you should spend more time in doing da'wat and tabligh, teaching the people the true Islam, so we must impact on them and not get influenced by them. Last question, Brother Shafat.
Brother Asad says, Mufti Sahab, my mind is swimming in a pool of thoughts listening to you. I want to know, are leaders slave of the followers, or are the followers slave of the leaders? What you say, O Mufti?
Remember, this is not a hadith. This is a proverb, a saying in the Arabic language, "An-nasu ala dini mulukihim," that people will follow their leaders. So you see, whole of Africa, people say, why must we follow the law? I myself leave everybody else. So if it is night time and I'm traveling, I just look left and right, the robot is red, I will go through. I mean, I don't have to lie to you. Because why? I see all the taxi guys, a majority of them doing that. And if you stop, then you're a fool in our areas, in certain places. The crooks will come, somebody bashes your window, and your life is in danger, and so forth. So when you don't have true law and order, today they're telling us priority number one is load shedding. And how are we going to solve it? That we must forgive the people of Soweto. They are 500 billion debt, or 400, or 4 billion, or whatever the numbers might be. So you know, so how you solve a problem like that? So every city will say, why you don't forgive us? So the corruption sets in from the top, and then the people become bold on crimes. What happens to the Muslim country? Same thing. Show me one Muslim country where the leadership are honest people. Show me one. Not a single one, all bunch of crooks, you must remember that. There's different thing, that the level will be different. Somewhere is 60%, somewhere 20%, but everyone is crooking. So that is where. So people will follow their rulers. Therefore, Islam says that you, the ruler, you have to lead by example. See, that is the precedent and the legacy left by the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I leave you with this thought, my brother. He, the master, alayhi salam, said, you must read 5 salat, but he performed 6 salat, tahajjud. The master, alayhi salam, said, you must fast once, 1 month per year, Ramadan Mubarak. But he, the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kept fast Mondays and Thursdays, 13, 14, 15 of the Islamic lunar month. So the leader must always do more, go the extra mile. Then you will bring about that influence on the people, and you will convince the people with your example. I went to Uruguay 4 or 5 times, can't remember. When I was there, I was so impressed. I forget the names, you know. This man is the president of Uruguay, small country, 4 or 5 million. He didn't go and live in the presidential palace. He lived in his farm. He didn't have bodyguards, really. Maybe one guy sometime. He also half sleepy guy. He drives his old car, Peugeot or whatever car. When you have leaders like this, they bring confidence in the people. Look at our president. Look at this. Today, you look at us. I mean, let us be honest about the whole thing. So, it's just looting, plundering, and corruption going on in all countries. And South Africa, you know it better than me. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.